Thank you very much, Honourable Speaker. May I stand on the established protocol? What are then the desired outcomes of African countries? As hosts, the South African Parliament seeks an outcome where G20 parliaments unanimously pledge to strengthen legislative and oversight mechanisms, ensuring that the national laws and budgets are systematically aligned with gender-responsive frameworks to advance women's empowerment, leadership, and youth participation, particularly in the critical areas of climate policy and economic development. For Africa, the desired outcomes are clear and transformative. Firstly, we seek a definitive shift in how the world manages debt and disasters. The current framework for debt treatment has failed to deliver timely relief, disproportionately burdening African economies. Our collective advocacy will be for urgent reforms to the G20 common framework, including automatic suspension of debt servicing during negotiations and expanding its scope to include vulnerable middle-income countries. This is not merely an economic argument. It is a moral imperative to free up fiscal space for climate adaptation, social programs, and essential development. Secondly, Africa demands to be an active player in the green energy revolution, not a passive beneficiary. While the continent possesses vast renewable potential, it receives a paltry share of global energy investment. We advocate for the summit's endorsement of the G20 Global New Energy Investment Pact for Africa. We will call for G20 nations to translate this into concrete action by investing in regional power pools, strengthening local supply chain, and deploying innovative finance to unlock private capital. Our legislative role will be to enact laws that ensure this transition is truly just, prioritizing women's economic empowerment, youth skills development, and the mandated participation of local communities in the decisions that affect their lives and livelihoods. Thirdly, we insist that our critical minerals become a catalyst for inclusive growth, not further exploitation. The summit's focus on harnessing these minerals for sustainable development is welcome. Africa's goal is to move up the value chain. This means enacting legislations that protects community rights, supports local processing and industrialization, and advocates for partnerships that build a resilient and diversified mineral ecosystem on the continent. The benefits of our natural wealth must be felt by our people through job creation and equitable development. Therefore, insofar as the composition of the delegation, we will welcome speakers of parliaments from all G20 countries. The speakers of South Africa's 9 provincial legislatures will be here with us. The presidents and representatives of the African Union and European Union, as well as other invited parliamentary leaders and observers. The key highlights of the program will entail, amongst others, the head of state of South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa, who will address the summit on the 1st of October with the Deputy President, Honorable Paul Mashatile, who's expected to give the closing remarks on the last day. As is custom, there will be a ceremonial handover of the presidency at the end of the at the end to the USA, who will then assume the G20 presidency from the 1st of December. The key topics for this summit will include the strengthening disaster resilience and responses, thereby ensuring readiness, inclusivity, and international cooperation in disaster risk reduction. The ensuring debt sustainability for low-income countries, which will then advocate for transparency, accountability, and debt relief mechanisms that protect vulnerable economies. That topic will be around mobilizing finance for a just energy transition by securing funding for climate adaptation and mitigation while protecting vulnerable communities. The last topic will be around harnessing critical minerals for inclusive growth and sustainable development by ensuring that mineral wealth benefits local communities, respects human rights, and drives equitable development. On the logistics, we want to confirm that logistical security and diplomatic arrangements are well advanced. Through collaboration with government, the diplomatic corps, and private stakeholders, we are ready to host a summit that is secure, warm, inclusive, and impactful, showcasing South Africa's democracy, cultural richness, and leadership. Parliament has worked very closely with our partners in government, the diplomatic community, and the private sector to ensure that the summit provides a platform for meaningful and solutions-driven dialogue and showcase South Africa's beauty, culture, and democratic values to the world. Regarding accreditation of members from local and international media, we received a total of 109 applicants. Following a thorough and meticulous vetting process, a total of 105 bona fide members of the media have been approved to attend. The list of approved applications has been published on the Parliament's website and the P20 webpage for ease of reference. The participation of the media in the P20 summit is of utmost importance. It embodies the principles of openness, transparency, and accountability, which are foundational to our democracy. The media plays an indispensable role in ensuring that parliamentary proceedings are communicated effectively and accurately to the people of South Africa and the world. We urge all accredited members of the media to collect their accreditation badges early at 100 Plain Street to avoid last-minute delays. As we conclude, the 11th P20 will be a summit of action, not just aspirations. South Africa aims to consolidate parliamentary contributions to eradicating poverty, promoting gender equality, enabling just transitions, and reshaping global governance, ensuring parliamentary diplomacy drives real outcomes. The expected outcomes of the 11th P20 Speakers Summit include a declaration of the 11th P20 Speakers Summit, adoption of the Cape Town Declaration of Second P20 Meeting of Women Parliamentarians, and adoption of the P20 Young Parliamentarians Outcome Statement. As hosts, we take pride in the fact that the outcomes of this summit will contribute to shaping the G20 summit in November. Our vision is to leave a legacy of strengthened parliamentary diplomacy where legislatures play a pivotal role in forging a more just, peaceful, and sustainable global order. We look forward to working with the media and the global parliamentary community to amplify this summit's message that democracy, inclusivity, and justice are essential foundations for a sustainable future. We invite the media to follow the proceedings very closely as South Africa steps onto a global stage, not only as a participant, but as a convener and a bridge builder between nations, regions, and the people. I thank you.